So what's the favor?
Jaina smiled, slipped her legs neatly over the edge of the desk, and slid off it to sit in his lap. Despite his worry about the nature of the favor, Jag found himself smiling as he pulled her into his arms. They kissed, passionately but sweetly, and he felt the tension inside him ease. He loved Jaina Solo, was looking forward to marrying her, and nothing in the galaxy was going to change that. She sat back and grinned at him.
Okay, Jag said. That's a favor I can get behind.
She punched his shoulder in mock annoyance.
That's not the favor. That's the bribe. I figure if I'm going to become a politician's wife, I have to start thinking of things like that.
So you should,
he agreed in his most serious voice, nodding and settling her into his lap.
And I approve of the nature of the bribe. So, Jedi Solo, you have my full attention. Ask your favor.
The playful smile faded from her lovely face, and her eyes turned serious.
It's about Tahiri Vela.
Jag felt his own good humor bleed out.
That's what I thought.
Jag, she's already lost two advocates. She's going to get someone the court appoints, and the court has it in for her,
Jaina said.
I know that both you and I have had our issues with the chief of state, but I really don't think she'd go so far as to pack the jury or deliberately appoint someone to lose Tahiri's case for her.
I do,
Jaina said. He eyed her.
Really?
Of course. Dala's smarting from Nyathal's suicide. Tahiri Vela is a perfect target for her frustration. You think she's going to let that go? She'd be like Angie with her stuffed Eopie.
It was an apt analogy. Jag and Jaina had been over to dinner at the Solo's residence before Han, Leia, and Alana had been forced to find new quarters. Jag had met the latest member of the family, Angie, a young Nexu cub. Leia had been forced to kill its mother when the Jedi Knight Natua Wan had snapped and let loose the dangerous animals at the Coruscant Livestock Show and Exhibition. Alana, according to Jaina, had argued that they therefore had a responsibility to care for the orphaned animals, one of them at least, and that fortunate cub had been Angie. Angie had dulled quills, clipped claws, and a restraint that prevented her from biting hard enough to draw blood. She adored Alana and seemed gentle enough for what she was, but kept attacking a stuffed Eopie. She would let no one come near it, growling and gnawing upon it despite the bite restraint, until Jag was certain that bits of the Eopie's fabric innards would be strewn over the carpeting and furniture. It was testimony to how well made the toy was that it didn't happen. Jag thought perhaps he should invest in the toy company. Their products seemed to hold together better than some armor he had worn.
You do have a point,
he allowed, shifting her slight weight on his lap.
I'm sorry that Judge Lortelli wouldn't permit Nawara Venn to represent her, and that Mardok Mool didn't work out. But what do you expect me to do about the situation?
You know people. You have a lot of connections. You could find someone.
He blinked at her.
Jaina, I can't use my connections to influence the outcome of a trial.
I'm not asking that. I'm just asking that you see if you know anyone who'd be willing to tackle the job. You know she's not going to get a fair trial otherwise.
Jag sighed and leaned his head back against the soft leather of the chair for a moment.
Jaina knew better than to press her attack and just nestled against him quietly. Probably because she knew, like he knew, that he usually did his best to do the right thing within the constraints of his duty. And the right thing in this situation was to get someone who was accused of murder a lawyer who actually cared about representing her fairly and was capable of standing up to what was sure to be an ugly trial.
It'll have to be completely unofficial,
he said at last.
It won't be through the offices of the Empire.
Of course not.
He opened his eyes and looked down at her, and his breath caught for a moment. She was smiling gently at him, her face soft, her eyes warm. It wasn't an expression most of the world ever saw. She reserved it for family and for him. And it was as rare and as lovely as a cryot dragon pearl. At this moment, she wasn't the sword of the Jedi, or the daughter of a perhaps too famous couple, or the woman who, at the cost of ripping up her own heart, had slain a Sith Lord who also happened to be her twin. She was just Jaina now, open and vulnerable. He felt his own heart soften to look at her and lifted a hand to tenderly brush away a stray lock of dark hair from her forehead. All right. I promise you that I will find her the best, most decent, most honest, hardworking lawyer I can, he promised her.
Oh,
Jaina said. I was trying to get her someone who'd win.